You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On April 17th, 2024, amidst widespread international focus on Israel's military operation in the Gaza Strip, pro-Palestinian students at Columbia University in New York pitched tents on their campus's southern lawn, forming an encampment to protest against the university's financial ties with companies associated with the State of Israel. Despite a brutal crackdown on the protesting students, Columbia's Palestinian Solidarity Encampment inspired the creation of 155 similar protest encampments in universities across the globe. Many have referred to the phenomenon as the Student Intifada, referring to the Arabic word for uprising. One such encampment was planned outside the University of Auckland General Library, organized by the university's Students for Justice in Palestine group, otherwise known as SJP. Despite initial plans for an encampment, SJP reformatted the event to become a standard rally after the university threatened to call the police if an encampment was established, only allowing a general protest to be held as a form of compromise. I attended the rally and spoke to members of Students for Justice in Palestine, as well as other students, attendees, and supporting faculty members who were there. Co-president of University of Auckland Students for Justice in Palestine, Layan Khalil, told us that the rally was a call to the university to join the boycott, divestment, and sanction movement, as well as a show of solidarity with the protests going on in the states.
We've got a couple of demands that we're going to announce today. Some of them include that the university must formally take a complicit stand against this genocide, and we want the university to join the BDS movement as well. We can start off with things as small as, you know, boycotting HP laptops, Pizza Hut that we bring to events at the university, and we also want the university to boycott Israeli academics.
Do you think that the University of Auckland has shown adequate support to the Palestinian people?
Absolutely not, in terms of the email that we received last night. You know, we wanted to do an encampment at the university. There's very, very high energy for an encampment. And the university's email kind of instilled fear within our communities. And it was just us as a club, we had to take the stand to not risk arrest for our own members and our own fauna. So we had to call it quits for an encampment. We're trying to comply with the University of Auckland here with their code of conduct. So we're here peacefully protesting. They sent an email saying they're okay with what we're doing today. So it's a good start, I guess.
Lecturers and educators from tertiary institutes across Tamaki Makaurau also showed their support for Palestine at the rally, such as AUTEAN's Dean of Law, Kylie Quince, who arrived with a contingent of lecturers and students to show support.
How are you using your platform as a faculty member to show solidarity with the Palestinian people?
By showing up to these kinds of kaupapa, to rallies. I speak about it in class. You know, it's relevant. You know, I feel personal responsibility. You know, I'm a law teacher. Law is a very powerful tool, but law is also the tool of the colonizer. That's how colonization happened. It's the way in which, you know, assertion of sovereignty, the taking of rights from people occurs via the law, but it's also the vehicle by which you can actually assert and give people their rights and affirm people's rights under the law. So this is not divorced from politics in the general global context. So,
is there anything more that you think we as a country can be doing to show solidarity with the Palestinian people?
Aotearoa is lagging behind many other countries in the world in terms of the recognition of Palestine as a state. So we could be doing that. We could be doing much more in terms of the support of human rights and aid, delivery of aid to Gaza. So yes, we could. We could be resetting our immigration settings to allow people. We did so for the Ukraine. Why are we not doing so for Palestine in terms of people who have whānau connections here already? Though, again, those are easy fixes, and that would show consistency.
The rally attracted a turnout of more than 100 attendees, both university students and members of the public who supported Palestine. Those in attendance had a variety of reasons as to why they were there, as well as calls for the government and tertiary institutions to do more to show solidarity with Palestine.
I decided to come down here today because it's not fair that, you know, many people are turning a blind eye to such a huge event. It's so scary that you know, something like this is happening somewhere else around the world, and we just get to live our normal lives. So yeah, I'm here today to represent that.
I'm Max. I'm an organizer from Unite Union, and I'm here to support, I mean, with all my other comrades from Unite here as well. Unite Activist Union, we're always at the protests and stuff like that. Workers everywhere need to be backing the Palestinian struggle, and so that's kind of what Unite does. We come to all the Palestine protests.
I think that the government should do more to open up visas for the people that are stuck in Gaza, because I know that Luxon isn't doing much to do that, and I know a lot of my friends who have people in Gaza that are stuck, their family that are stuck, and it's And it's horrible. So I think that if people won't show up to rallies or protests like how I know a lot of people have been, I think they should donate. There's plenty of GoFundMes on TikTok as well. I just don't think there's an excuse to not know about what's going on.
Well, the University of Auckland needs to make sure that its what investments it's got aren't connected to Israeli companies or companies that are trading in Israel. And also they could call on the government to take a principled stand against the genocide that's taking place. Maybe even support the South African government, which is pursuing a genocide case in the International Court of Justice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.